Welcome to Reading the News, Book 11. Make sure you have your workbook and a pencil handy. You should be on page 1 of Book 11. Extra, extra, read all about it. Poet finds her inspiration behind wheel of LA bus. Questions to think about. Spend a moment thinking about the questions. 1. Do you enjoy reading or listening to poetry? Why or why not? 2. Have you ever written any poetry? If you have, tell about it. 3. How are you inspired to write poetry? 4. Word preview. Here are some words from the story. Say the words with me and then write them on the lines. The first one is done for you. 1. Inspiration. 2. Literally. Write the word. 3. National. 4. Characters. 5. Populate. 6. Passenger. 7. Assembling. 8. Genre. 9. Typical. 10. Conference. 2. World News, July 27, 1995. Poet finds her inspiration behind wheel of LA bus. I'll read the article. You read it with me and follow along with your writing hand on the paper under the words. We call this tracking. Los Angeles. Vicki Lindsay is a poet going places. Literally. Her window on the world is the windshield of the number 40 bus she drives. Her inspirations are the gang members and weary sweatshop workers who inhabit that world. I see everything from here, Lindsay said, steering the bus along Alameda Street. I write about everything I see. The characters who populate her imagination step into and out of her life on the route that winds through South Central, the Crenshaw District, and Englewood. She scribbles verses on the back of passenger transfer pads during layovers at both ends of the route, Los Angeles County Jail and the Galleria, an upscale shopping mall in Redondo Beach. She has penned about 600 poems, none of them the kind you'd find inside a greeting card. Typical topics are shootings, brushes with the law, and the grim life of the poor. Let's continue the article on the next page, page 3. Poet continued, I don't write about animals or sunsets, Lindsay said. I'm not that big a flower lover. I go into bookstores and look at poetry books and say, my poems are more interesting than this. Lindsay, 37, began writing poetry as a teenager. As a senior at Compton High School, I wrote a poem in French and English, and it rhymed in both, she said. My teacher was amazed. Lindsay is assembling poems that deal with gang-related deaths for a book she plans to call Last Rites. A typical verse of that genre is her Prayer of a Gangbanger, which was read at the 1993 National Gang Truce Conference in Chicago. We need to love one another. We need to stop tripping over color. You know, it's a shame. In death, we're all the same. Bloods and Crips. All our blood is red. And ain't it called Code Blue when you're dead? Let's go back to page 2 and read the article together one more time. Remember to follow along, track with your writing hand. Now, page 2. Los Angeles. Vicki Lindsay is a poet going places, literally. Her window on the world is the windshield of the number 40 bus she drives. Her inspirations are the gang members and weary sweatshop workers who inhabit that world. I see everything from here, Lindsay said, steering the bus along Alameda Street. I write about everything I see. The characters who populate her imagination step into and out of her life on the route that winds through South Central, the Crenshaw District, and Inglewood. She scribbles verses on the back of passenger transfer pads during layovers at both ends of the route, Los Angeles County Jail and the Galleria, an upscale shopping mall in Redondo Beach. She has penned about 600 poems, none of them the kind you'd find inside a greeting card. Typical topics are shootings, brushes with the law, and the grim life of the poor. Let's continue the article on the next page, page 3. Poet continued, "I don't write about animals or sunsets," Lindsay said. "I'm not that big a flower lover. I go into bookstores and look at poetry books and say, my poems are more interesting than this." Lindsay, 37, began writing poetry as a teenager. As a senior at Compton High School, I wrote a poem in French and English, and it rhymed in both, she said. My teacher was amazed. Lindsay is assembling poems that deal with gang-related deaths for a book she plans to call Last Rites. A typical verse of that genre is her Prayer of a Gangbanger, which was read at the 1993 National Gang Truce Conference in Chicago. We need to love one another. We need to stop tripping over color. You know, it's a shame. In death, we're all the same. Bloods and Crips, all our blood is red. And ain't it called Code Blue when you're dead? Page 4. Words in the News. Poet finds her inspiration behind wheel of L.A. bus. Write the missing letters to complete the words. These are rhyming words. Rhyming words sound the same at the end. The first word is done for you. 1. Crush. Brush. 2. Life. Strife. 3. You should have written the letters I-F-E for the word strife. Now do the rest on your own. 3. White. Right. 4. Deal. Steal. 5. Places. Traces. 6. Kind. Grind. 7. Sweet. Street. 8. Beach. Preach. 9. Meeting. Greeting. 10. Dribble. Scribble. 11. Tower. Flower. 12. Number, lumber. Thirteen. Member, remember. 14. Topic, tropic. 15. Shopping, stopping. 16. Teacher, preacher. 17. Brother, another. 18. Slipping, tripping. Page 5. Words in the News. Poet finds her inspiration behind wheel of L.A. bus. Write the missing letters to complete the words. Use the letters A, E, I, O, or U to complete the words. The words are, row 1, poet. Window. Inhabit. Penned. Row 2. Topics. Populate. Sunsets. Brushes. Row 3. Amazed. Related. Upscale. Right. Now, use the letters E-A or A-Y to complete these words. Row 4. Prayer. Layover. Teacher. Deal. Use the letters EE or AI to complete the words. Row 5. Greeting. Teenager. Waiting. Street. Use the letters OO or OU to complete the words. Row 6. County. Englewood. Bookstore. Shootings. Let's check this row. Row 6. County. C-O-U-N-T-Y. Englewood. I-N-G-L-E-W-O-O-D. Bookstore. B-O-O-K. S-T-O-R-E. Shootings. S-H-O-O-T-I-N-G-S. Now, use the letters B-L, F-L, or P-L to complete the words. Row 7. Plans. Places. Flower. Bloods. Use the letters CR, DR, GR, PR, or TR to complete the words. Row 8. Transfer. Prayer. Tripping. Crips. Row 9. Drives. Grim. Trace. Truce. Use the letters SCR, STR, or THR to complete the words. Row 10. Scribbles. Street. Through. Scream. Let's check this row. Row 10. Scribbles. S-C-R-I-B-B-L-E-S. Street. S-T-R-E-E-T. Through. T-H-R-O-U-G-H. Scream. S-C-R-E-A-M. Let's take a short break. I'll be right back, and we'll finish reading the news. Page 6. Words in the news. Poet finds her inspiration behind wheel of L.A. bus. Circle the word or words that mean the same or almost the same as the word in bold print. 1. Weary sweatshop workers. Is weary similar to A. tired, B. hardworking, or C. injured? You should have circled A. tired. Tired means the same or almost the same as weary. 2. Who inhabit that world. Is inhabit similar to A. discuss, B. move from, or C. live in? Three. Who populate her imagination. Is populate similar to A. occupy, B. pollute, or C. interest? 4. Upscale shopping mall. Is upscale similar to A. above average, B. tall, or C. new? 5. The grim life of the poor. Is grim similar to A. slow, B. cruel, or C. busy? 6. My teacher was amazed. Is amazed similar to A. bothered, B. surprised, or C. angry? 7. Lindsay is assembling poems. Is assembling similar to A. selling, B. gathering, or C. writing? 8. A typical verse of that genre. Is genre similar to A. country, B. kind of artistic work, or C. time? Page 7. World News, July 27, 1995. Poet finds her inspiration behind wheel of L.A. bus. I'll read the article, you read it with me, and track under the words. Los Angeles. Vicki Lindsay is a poet going places. Literally. Her window on the world is the windshield of the number 40 bus she drives. Her inspirations are the gang members and weary sweatshop workers who inhabit that world. I see everything from here, Lindsay said, steering the bus along Alameda Street. I write about everything I see. The characters who populate her imagination step into and out of her life on the route that winds through South Central, the Crenshaw District, and Inglewood. She scribbles verses on the back of passenger transfer pads during layovers at both ends of the route, Los Angeles County Jail and the Galleria, an upscale shopping mall in Redondo Beach. She has penned about 600 poems, none of them the kind you'd find inside a greeting card. Typical topics are shootings, brushes with the law, and the grim life of the poor. I don't write about animals or sunsets, Lindsay said. I'm not that big a flower lover. I go into bookstores and look at poetry books and say, my poems are more interesting than this. Lindsay, 37, began writing poetry as a teenager. As a senior at Compton High School, I wrote a poem in French and English, and it rhymed in both, she said. My teacher was amazed. Lindsay is assembling poems that deal with gang-related deaths for a book she plans to call Last Rites. A typical verse of that genre is her Prayer of a Gangbanger, which was read at the 1993 National Gang Truce Conference in Chicago. We need to love one another. We need to stop tripping over color. You know, it's a shame. In death, we're all the same. Bloods and Crips. All our blood is red. And ain't it called Code Blue when you're dead? Let's read the article together one more time. Follow along carefully. Your teacher may time you on the article later. Let's read. Los Angeles. Vicki Lindsay is a poet going places. Literally. Her window on the world is the windshield of the number 40 bus she drives. Her inspirations are the gang members and weary sweatshop workers who inhabit that world. I see everything from here, Lindsay said, steering the bus along Alameda Street. I write about everything I see. The characters who populate her imagination step into and out of her life on the route that winds through South Central, the Crenshaw District, and Inglewood. She scribbles verses on the back of passenger transfer pads during layovers at both ends of the route, Los Angeles County Jail and the Galleria, an upscale shopping mall in Redondo Beach. She has penned about 600 poems, none of them the kind you'd find inside a greeting card. Typical topics are shootings, Brushes with the Law, and The Grim Life of the Poor. I don't write about animals or sunsets, Lindsay said. I'm not that big a flower lover. I go into bookstores and look at poetry books and say, my poems are more interesting than this. Lindsay, 37, began writing poetry as a teenager. As a senior at Compton High School, I wrote a poem in French and English, and it rhymed in both, she said. My teacher was amazed. Lindsay is assembling poems that deal with gang-related deaths for a book she plans to call Last Rites. A typical verse of that genre is her Prayer of a Gangbanger, which was read at the 1993 National Gang Truce Conference in Chicago. We need to love one another. We need to stop tripping over color. You know, it's a shame. In death, we're all the same. Bloods and Crips. All our blood is red. And ain't it called Code Blue when you're dead? Page 8. Questions from the News. Poet finds her inspiration behind wheel of L.A. bus. Circle the best answer or completion. Just circle the items that you know. Skip the items that you don't know and look them up in the article when we're finished. 1. Vicki Lindsay drives A. a taxi cab, B. a city bus, or C. a school bus. Two, her inspirations for her poetry are A. upscale mall shoppers, B. gang members and sweatshop workers, or C. rich business owners. Three, she has penned about A. 60 poems, B. 600 poems, or C. 66 poems. Four, her poems are A. like greeting cards, B. about life in the inner city, or C. not unusual. Five, Lindsay began writing poetry as A. a teenager, B. an adult, or C. a child. Six, Lindsay feels that people need to A. compete against each other, B. confront each other, or C. love one another. Now go back and circle the items that you skipped. This has been Bob O'Connor for Reading the News.